interview s profesorem Johnem Archibaldem Wheelerem v jeho pokoji v Novotelu ve Varšavě 16. června 1976.
Well, this first question is connected with the fact that you are, as I write here, one of the best-known physicists who changed significantly the field of your interest in the last 20 years and turned, after having done much influential work in nuclear physics and related fields, to general relativity and cosmology, created a school and had many students, and developed a lot of new ideas and attitudes in general relativity. Would you please recall what were the motivations and impulses which led you to this step?
Historically, I had been concerned with trying to find simple description of the force between particles, both in nuclear physics and more generally. That had led to the work of Feynman and myself on action at a distance in terms of, as a way of describing the electromagnetic coupling between one particle and another. And from that I had gone on to start to work on finding the equivalent description in gravitation theory. In electromagnetism, action at a distance means two particles coupled directly, rather than making any mention of the field of force between them. In the case of gravitation, this would mean that one would talk of a coupling between one particle and another with no mention of the space and time between them. If electromagnetic interaction at a distance sweeps out the field from between the particles, then gravitational action at a distance should sweep out space and time between the particles. And I had started on that, but then my life had been very much affected by getting involved in national questions. And then when I came back again after 3 years to the gravitation, I started giving a course in relativity. And that brought to my attention how many great questions there are in relativity, and particularly the question about gravitational collapse. And I had got interested in the question of trying to find a simple model of gravitational collapse, a case where one would be free of all the issues of matter and its equation of state and its density, where one could talk in very simple language. And it seemed to me it would be the most simple description and most simple example, most simple problem of gravitational collapse, to talk of a star which was made entirely of photons. Then all the gravitational attraction would arise from something one understood very well. So this led to the idea of a gion, an object composed entirely of radiation, but appearing from the outside as a concentration of mass. Well, I've gone on in many ways since that time in 1953 when I first started to teach general relativity, but always at the center of my attention has been this question of gravitational collapse, because it forced me to recognize that one was moving into a new field. You could say, why should one get into a new field like that? I can remember coming back from the first hydrogen bomb test in the Pacific at Eniwetok on the airplane. And then I came to Honolulu and was there a few hours, and at that moment a tidal wave came, which had nothing to do with the hydrogen bomb. It had to do with an earthquake in Siberia. But I thought, of how small the efforts of man are, even the biggest explosion that the United States ever made, which my group at Princeton had done the design work for, even that greatest explosion was only 1,000 times smaller in energy than the energy of a hurricane, 1,000 times smaller than the energy of an earthquake. And then I couldn't help thinking of the Big Bang at the expansion of the universe, so much larger. And as one flies over the infinite distances of the Pacific Ocean, suspended between the sky and heaven above and the ocean below, one feels he's somewhere in the space between the stars, like man's position in the universe. And one realizes what great mysteries there are that surround us, and one asks himself, where can I get at the heart of this mystery? And I've never seen a more central place to get at the heart of this mystery than gravitational collapse.
Mm-hmm. Well, one can probably hear today, even to the opinions, that sometimes even this, as you call it, and to use your words, big issue of gravitational collapse will come sometimes into the stage at which is, according to many opinions of even nuclear physics today, namely to develop computational methods, and in particular numerical methods to solve the problem. I have in mind, for example, gravitational collapse of highly non-spherical bodies. Do you expect that general relativity will come soon to the stage of more mathematical, sophisticated methods rather than of really new ideas? And in particular, the question of gravitational collapse, would you think that it will be predominated in near future by, say, again, a lot of numerical works and sophisticated mathematical methods to answer the questions, or will it be still the field of new ideas?
On this question of gravitational collapse, we have today, of course, an enormous amount of information, and you've been one of the leaders in discussing the question of the field around a collapsed body. We now have all sorts of beautiful theorems about how standard the conditions are on the outside of a collapsed body, but all the irregularities, all the disturbances, all the hydrodynamics, all the magnetic fields, all the turbulence, all the entropy that goes in to the horizon and gets hidden behind the horizon in gravitational collapse, leaving these beautifully standard conditions outside, it seems to me those conditions inside the horizon must be extremely interesting, extremely full of violence and turbulence, and I can well believe that we can find methods and will find methods and must find methods to see what goes on there. Whether they'll be numerical or whether they'll be in terms of the what one calls the qualitative theory of differential equations or some mixture of the two, only the future will tell. I suppose that the main reason is that for interest in this is to see what kind of physics goes on there. If we say a black hole is the wonderful feature of giving us an example of gravitational collapse without having to go back to the Big Bang at the start of the universe or go forward to the big stop at the end of the universe, then everybody will feel a certain vividness about dealing with a black hole. I think also your question is very good when you speak of the numerical methods, because there's so many beautiful new developments in using numerical methods in hydrodynamics that give insight. I can well believe the same kind of methods will give new insight in gravitational case.